leader, when you have a title with positional authority over others and you ask them to act, well, they should. They don't always, of course. But when, like Jonathan, you don't have positional authority, it's all the more essential that you convey your vision of change so that it becomes meaningful to those who can help you ignite it. Or, as Jonathan said, it becomes part of their landscape, their life. That's yet another reason why a leader's words matter, and why there are so many questions in the Amplify level of the Illumify Game Changer designed to make it matter to others. This episode takes us near the end of Amplify, where we head next into Unify. You may notice that we're already speaking about action more and more. That's because a leader's vision depends on the actions of others to help realize it. As Jonathan sees in this conversation, some parts of his vision are going to be simple for them to repeat. Others will not yet. As a writer, it's not his pen that has to express his vision. It's his voice. He has to speak it. So his messaging must be written for the ear, not the eye. That's always important when speaking, but essential if you want others to be able to repeat what you've said. And that's the ultimate aim, when others become willing ambassadors for your vision. The leader's journey continues. Stay tuned.